an arrest at the State Board of Education meeting, reporting storm damage, chaplains in schools, and what's next for the Oklahoma City Thunder. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, April 26, 2024. I'm Logan Layden. An Oklahoma State Board of Education meeting was interrupted by the arrest of an activist on Thursday. OPMX's Robbie Korth reports.
Audra Beasley was at the meeting to advocate for better access in public buildings for people with disabilities. But when the 3 minutes she was given to address the board were over, she continued and refused requests to stop. The mother of three was escorted out of the meeting in handcuffs by state troopers.
You're arresting me in front of my children because this man over here is a bigot and a bully, picking on trans kids, picking on disabled kids, picking on my kids. And my kids are crying, Ryan Walters.
News outlet Oklahoma Voice reports she was booked into Oklahoma County Jail and faces misdemeanor charges of willfully disrupting state business. A family friend took the kids away from the scene. Board meetings under Walters have become raucous affairs as members of the public camp out in front of the State Department for hours to grab one of the few spots in the public comment queue. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
Oklahomans are being encouraged to report damage following early morning severe storms. The Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management says residents can report damages to their property at damage.ok.gov. Damage to homes, businesses, or agriculture can be submitted through the online survey. Emergency management officials say reporting your damage helps local and state emergency managers better coordinate response and recovery efforts. Lawmakers are advancing a bill allowing chaplains in schools. According to the Oklahoma Voice, SB 36 is returning to the Senate after it was narrowly approved by a 54-37 vote in the House on Wednesday. Supporters say it could give students another option for therapy, but opponents say student mental health support should only come from certified school counselors. The measure was amended to prohibit chaplains from converting anyone to a religion, as well as completing background checks and facing dismissal for misbehavior. And the Oklahoma City Thunder has a 2-0 lead in their best-of-7 NBA playoff series against the New Orleans Pelicans. OPMX's Ryan LaCroix reports OKC now heads out on the road for Game 3 tomorrow afternoon.
The Thunder defended their home court in the first two games of the series, but now they face the next two in enemy territory. Coach Mark Dagnall says they expect the crowd to be loud and their opponent to be hungry for a win, but his team must continue to work and compete.
We can't get distracted by the series, being 2-0. We can't get distracted by the road crowd or really anything else. We just got to stay focused on, the things that are going to stack up to a win, and that's what we're going to focus on.
Game 3 against the Pelicans tips off in New Orleans at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon on TNT. In Oklahoma City, I'm Ryan LaCroix.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.